with a publisher of lawpolitics.com. And, Jeremy, we got three Republicans who are challenging Senator Bill Cassidy in the Republican primary next April. But what about on the Democratic side? When could we potentially see a Democrat emerge as the person that will compete against whoever makes it out of that Republican primary?
It's pretty amazing, especially since we're approaching a return to the closed primary system where the parties really have to have their stuff in order. It's really crickets from the Democratic side. And it really kind of underscores the weakness of the current Louisiana Democratic Party, that the name we hear most is more than likely not going to be a candidate at all. And that's former Governor John Bel Edwards. There's a lot of folks that insist that the national party and the state party have reached out to former Governor Edwards. But everyone who's close to the former governor that I speak to suggests that they wouldn't bet the farm on that happening. And moreover, they wouldn't bet anything on that happening. And I tend to agree. I think that's not a spot we're going to see John Bel Edwards kind of emerge in. You know, the national question is, if not him, then who? And you if you put yourself through that exercise, you realize just how shallow the bench is for Louisiana Democrats. There are folks talking about Mitch Landrieu, the former lieutenant governor and former New Orleans mayor, who's very involved in national politics. Last few times I spoke with him, he had no interest in statewide politics again, because, you know, he's an astute politician. He can read the tea leaves, and he knows how difficult that would be. Attention also turns to our congressional delegation, where we have Congressman Cleo Fields and Congressman Troy Carter, two of the highest-ranking Democrats in the state. I would be very surprised if either of them make that move, probably for the same reasons. So this is a kind of a rebuilding time for the Democratic Party, and it's going to be incredibly difficult, I think, for them to field a marketable candidate to run against whoever emerges from that Republican primary, whether it be incumbent Senator Bill Cassidy or someone else. You know, we did explore the question of whether Democrats stand to benefit from maybe playing in the Republican primary in some way, spending some money for a certain candidate or spending some money against. But for that to really make sense, you need a marketable Democrat in Democratic primary that would benefit from something like that, and we're just not seeing that right now. You know, I imagine we will see some Democrats emerge, Jeff, but I doubt there are going to be any household names.
So that sound, based on what you're seeing and at the moment, Jeremy, whoever wins that Republican primary, well, I guess it there'd be a runoff, right? There would be a runoff in May. I would.
That's right.
Okay, so whoever would win that May runoff, assuming it does go to a runoff, that's probably going to be a U.S. senator for Louisiana for the next 6 years.
I think that's a safe bet, just based on the politics of Louisiana right now. I mean, the Republican Party, for the first time in our lifetimes, is on the verge of having a plurality in voter registration rolls. That's something that has been long coming, that they're about to take over. And you know, we could talk about that. We can talk about the fact that they have super majorities in the House and Senate. We can talk about the fact that there are no Democrats elected statewide. No matter which way you cut it, I don't think Democrats have ever been weaker than they are right now. And prime case number one is this U.S. Senate race, almost to the point where I think probably the most exciting thing we're going to see out of this U.S. Senate race is who gets that number two spot in the runoff in the Republican primary to face Bill Cassidy. Other than that, I'm not sure we're going to have too many surprises.
Very good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, Jeremy. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.